Yo, what's up, guys? It's the kids coming out to you with another episode. Today is Sunday, May 31st, 2020. Jude, please put your legs down for the safety of the rest of our hosts here.
Yeah, facts. I don't want to see this shit.
It's kind of nasty. You kind of got like horse testicles on you, so if you could put those.
That haircut looks nice, though. If you want a haircut, hit me up. Shameless plug. I cut my first head of hair today, and I don't understand why barbers cost so much, because that shit was easy.
Looks pretty good.
Thanks, Jude.
But I think we're just going to let Jude go today. So, Jude, the floor is yours.
I think that's a terrible idea, but I mean...
We'll give him a try. You know how he tells stories. It takes 20 minutes to tell me a one-liner.
Well, tell me what you want me to talk about.
Talk about this guy. This important guy you're speaking about.
Talk about the riots, the murders, Anonymous.
Okay.
Avicii.
Okay. So all these tie in together.
Cool, man.
Okay, explain every situation, how they tie together.
So, with the riots, everybody's fighting for non-racist police officers.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Right? And I was a little confused at first. I was like, okay, so what do you want us to do? Fire every police officer we have and just restart? Right? But, okay, one at a time, whatever it is. Right? But, with this thing that Anonymous did...
Explain who Anonymous is for the folks.
Anonymous is a group of hackers, right? They can hack pretty much anything in the world, and they have, right? They've hacked onto Fox News before and had a broadcast on Fox News while it was on TV, right? And what they did is they released this. They haven't been active for about 3 years,
mm-hmm.
right? And then... What they did is they released a video, and it said, like, when cops or governments start shooting at protesters and hurting protesters, then we're going to release all the information for all of the Minneapolis Police Department, right?
Mm-hmm.
So last night, I think, you know, a couple more people died. What they did is they released all the emails of every single police officer in the Minneapolis Police Department.
Really?
Emails and passwords, yeah.
Mm.
And then they, Trump tweeted something about Antifa, which is hacker groups. Yeah. And then they commented back about how Trump killed Jeffrey Epstein to cover up sex trafficking that Trump is involved in.
Right? Oh, they think Trump killed her.
Yeah. And then... That's kind of where Avicii ties into it, because Avicii was also suspected to be inside of, like, one of the sex trafficking rings and all that kind of stuff, being involved with it, and as well as the Clintons. And there's a music video that Avicii has. I forgot what the song's called. But it has, like, a bunch of kids. It's, the song... I don't think the song has anything to do with sex trafficking, but the music video, like, literally the whole thing is about and how, sex trafficking. They have kids in, like, the back of a trunk and all this kind of stuff, and they're all, like, almost naked and all this kind of stuff, and mm-hmm. it's really weird.
Song called For a Better Day.
What's it called?
For a Better Day.
Can you sit up, please?
Nah.
For a Better Day. Whatever.
Well, I gotta ask you, though. Do you believe, like, these Anonymous, like, these guys are 100% with it? Like, they've never been wrong?
Well, they've been around for years now, right?
But so I'm saying, like, 2010. Like, they release these emails with these passwords, right? Do you believe it's, the legit email and password?
Yeah.
Probably. They literally hacked Fox News and got onto a live broadcast of Fox News.
That's not that hard, though.
You can do that?
Well, I'm saying, like, that sounds a lot more feasible. You can just hack a whatever signal is going out of the building to send the signal worldwide.
That's true.
You hack an email, that's a private government server.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which one do you think is harder?
Probably email. Yeah, you probably right. But they hacked into Trump's, like I just told you, they got his phone number out on the internet and like a social security number and that kind of thing. And then what else did they do? Oh, they released Trump's not sexual assault, pedophilia cases and molestation cases onto the internet and that kind of thing, which I don't think it's not a hidden thing. Like, it's not, they didn't hack into it, right? But yes. Nobody knows about it.
Because,
nobody really does their research like that. I'm sure people do know about it, but I didn't know about it until.
But do you believe it?
Yeah. I mean, there's always been stuff about, you know, Trump and being weird like that. Like how he said if his daughter wasn't his daughter, he would be with her. Like, that's weird, bro.
A little questionable.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, I didn't know about any of this stuff until about 5 minutes ago when you showed me it.
Yeah.
I'm a little rattled right now. Because I really don't believe in, like, this, like, high authority of powers that exist in the Great Lands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, so it's very weird, you know, because, everyone, thinks there are in the background. You obviously do a lot more research than I do about this stuff, because I don't believe it. It's just I really don't want to think it's real. Does that make sense?
That's kind of the way I am, too, but, like, I'm open to anything.
That's true.
I'm open to anything, and whoever convinces me the most, that's what I go towards.
Yeah, that makes sense. I
one more thing, too. Anonymous actually hacked into the Chicago police radios last night, and they were playing Fuck the Police.
Great song, NWA.
Yeah. They were playing...
That's tough, bro.
Yeah. So they couldn't talk to each other about where the protesters were and all that kind of stuff, so...
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I might have just got a notification. Let me check that. Oh, no, not important. Okay. So, just very confusing.
It is.
You know, give it, 2 weeks like this usually takes when this stuff kind of stuff happens, and it'll fizzle out to more respectable...
Yeah, exactly.
...forms of diplomacy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Well, I just don't know if the United States can take 2 more weeks for rioting and burning stuff down.
Well, I'm saying back to normalcy.
Yeah, okay.
I'm saying, back to this weekend.
The regular amount of rioting and burning stuff down.
Yeah, I think that's already passed. Today was the end of it.
I don't think... You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Today that, we're going to have a revolution on our hands.
yeah, exactly.
That'd be pretty dope.
It either stops tonight or...
I stay strapped, we'll be alright.
Or we go to war with ourselves.
They said Trump's in his bunker right now.
Probably. I would be too. Would you be in the White House?
I don't know. If you're going to do it with your chest, man. Post up on the top of that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here!
He's probably not in the bunker right now.
No.
He's probably 500 miles away in, Kansas right now.
Yeah.
And they got a Trump-alike up there sitting there with the ball. They got a hair just sitting there just waiting to get popped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's probably sitting at a cabin at a lake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And that they have a tunnel that they have.
He's enjoying his vacation.
Yeah, they have a tunnel that they've carved out on train tracks underground. Yeah. Come on, let's be real people. That's probably what that's probably where he acts.
Well, everybody knows that there's secret tunnels in the White House. Through the walls and everything that.
Because what was it? When it burned down the second time, a lot of the old house was still up. So there was two layers to the house.
Yeah.
Which was accidental, I think. But then it was wait, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
And anyway, okay.
Word up.
Just wild, bro.
Do be wild.
I really don't know what the solution is, you know what I mean? Because it's a confusing situation because it's most people always will say 99% of cops are good. You know, and 1%'s bad. But then I saw a good argument today where someone was like, if there's 99 good cops,
one bad cop,
there's 100 bad cops if you don't report them. Which is
exactly.
Which is accurate because, you know,
But there's a counter argument to that, and if there's 99 good protesters and one bad protester, that makes 900 bad protesters, you know what I mean?
True. True, but...
It's there's no right and wrong answer. The thing about this whole thing for me, and like the sad part of it, is that what we want to come of it, what, oh, not we, not everybody, but like as a people, mostly, most Americans would enjoy just peace, you know what I mean, with everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody to be happy, everybody love everybody, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the worst part about this is the likelihood of that coming of what's happening. I mean, maybe momentarily, yeah, but for people like us, for people who are similar to us, that aren't really set on, or I guess we are, but a lot of people our age aren't really set on their path. Like, might have thought being a cop would be cool, or like mm-hmm. the people in high school, like, hey, I want to be a cop. And then you see all this stuff happening, and you see cops getting dragged to the street, and cops getting pelted and berated, and then everybody saying they hate cops. Now, those kids, those level-headed, level-minded kids are going to say, oh, I don't want to be a cop, screw that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's what happened to me.
The people who are going to be cops are going to be the people that... I'm ready to fucking beat some shit out of some protesters.
You get worse cops.
And hate on people of color, you know what I mean? And that's what's going to
happen. And then like, I hate seeing videos where it's like them screaming and spitting on cops that are literally just standing out in the street making sure they don't do anything. Like,
I feel bad for some of those cops, though, because especially the black cops. Because
you saw that video yesterday?
They'll get black protesters coming into their face and be like, why are you on this side?
Calling them freaking up Uncle Tom and stuff. And
terrible. And it's like, well, it's their job. Like, they're kind of a police officer.
Because if he doesn't, he lost his job.
Yeah. Then he can't support
I think there's riots in LA, and you did a statistic last night. There's something like, I think it was more than 50% of cops in LA are not white.
No, yeah. It was like, there was a total of, I think it was like, somewhere around 10,000 cops in LA. Mm-hmm. 4,000 and like 300 of them were Hispanic.
Yeah.
So I mean, like 2,000.
You said like 1,500 were black.
Yeah, 1,500 were black, 700 were Asian, and then the rest were white.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even like that.
It's normal.
But like, yeah. I mean, I used to want to be a cop until I was about 15, 16.
Exactly.
Stuff like this changed my mind because I was like, I don't want to deal with bullshit like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But.
And just not be painted in that bad light that they're all now being... I mean, the ACA bald cops are bastards.
It's not true,
but to be painted in that light would just suck.
I would go be a meter maid, though, in some really nice community.
Go give tickets to Bentleys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
$20, but hey, give me $10, I'll write
it on work. Yeah, exactly. I'll be a bad cop in that way. Hey, like,
exactly.
You can pay me off.
I am fully accepting of bribes.
Yeah,
I won't give you this ticket if you give me $10.
See this green button here? It's about to be printed. Just stand there at the car, just like, they come. You go back to the office. How many tickets you have? I only had 5. Really? Yeah, it didn't really work out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of people on the roads today or something.
But, go repack. What was I talking about again?
Good cop, bad cop.
Good cop, bad cop, that's right. It was on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Saw a Twitter video, right? This guy was breaking down ways you could fix the whole situation, I guess. Yeah. I don't know how to pinpoint it. It was like multiple reasons. One of the first reasons was if you had, because obviously this is like something systemically, like every age group has a different opinion. Mm-hmm. Like older people are set in their ways, and they have like the people in the 40s and 50s that are in the middle. Then you have your 20s and 30s, 20s to 40, and then you have your 20 and under, right? Mm-hmm. It was like, is this something that's going to take, unfortunately, it's probably going to, there's no, like, law you can pass to fix this. It's going to have to be, like, a generational thing.
Well, because everybody in the United States right now has the same rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that...
So it's like, it's going to take, like, 40 years for all those cops to get washed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because of stuff like this. So if they keep doing stuff like this, it will wash out. Well, they'll just die off.
Yeah.
And then you have less of this happening, right? The next one was, so the first one was just going to take time. The second one is, to make it shorter, is if of a span of 10 years or something like that, if all minorities just always complied with police, then it was based on the theory that if you have someone that's bullying you at school, but you don't react to it, then he's not going to bully you because you're not reacting.
Yeah.
It was the same. It was pretty much the same thing. It was like if you're, a majority and whatever it is, if you guys all just comply to like 100%.
Doesn't become fun anymore and people stop doing it.
Exactly. Which was like, I thought a pretty legitimate thing, but obviously like who's going to want to do that?
Yeah.
Like that does, nobody would do that. Because if you feel like you're wrongly being, you know, pulled over or whatever, you're going to argue against it. But those are the, like, those are the two that stood out for me. But that's about all we can say about this. We'll see you. Next week will be a different story, though.
Yeah.
We'll see what's going on.
Yeah, there'll be some outcomes.
But what were you saying, though, about this this anonymous group, right? Do you think they said they only show up in certain times? And
well, they what else do? They figured out some shit with ISIS.
Princess Diana.
Yeah, Princess Diana stuff. And like what's up with information?
Yeah, what's up? I've never heard of this before.
They just kind of exposed the fact that Princess Diana was murdered and it wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
Because she's about as exposed to the royal family for whatever it may be.
Because she was always against the crown and all that kind
she
of
just
stuff.
Liked that nice British personality.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the thing with what do you expose ISIS for? I feel like they're pretty open.
No, it was it was like something against.
I don't, do they even use computers?
They
YouTube videos about the people's heads
on. Oh, yeah, exactly. They like hacked them or something like that. I don't know what it was, but that was like 3 years ago.
Mm.
And then they haven't been around since until last night.
Why do ISIS pay their photographer?
Probably nothing.
Production crew. for those videos.
Okay. Is ISIS still around?
I don't know. They're not meta anymore. No one cares right now.
I think all of them are gone now.
When America gets bored, we'll talk about them for now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. We got too much going on.
I think they got rid of
all I also of them. Read something that there was like 104,000 more cases of coronavirus in the last week. And like 3,000 deaths.
Really? Yeah, I saw San Diego's death rates went through the roof
yeah.
the last 2 days. They went up. It went up to like 140. It was at 90. It was like 95, 85. And then over the weekend, it went like 105, 115, 145, 175. It was yesterday. So.
But again, that's not the meta anymore, so nobody really cares about it. You know what I mean? Coronavirus is old news.
Well, I was driving back from Phoenix.
But really, think of it. Really, let me finish this one. Like, if you had everyone staying home and the numbers were going down to like sitting around 100, and then you let everyone pretty much can go outside now and it only went up 60, like. That's not a lot.
Not a lot.
That's not a lot at all.
Everybody closed quarters. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So. But yeah, I was driving home from Phoenix, and we were about 30 minutes away. This was yesterday. We were about 30 minutes away, and the cops, there was, we were free sound the whole way through.
Dundee.
Right?
Dundee.
No, the 8 freeway.
Oh, 80s?
Yeah.
Right down
no,
in the Mesa.
No, west. Driving home from Phoenix.
Sorry. 8 West, yeah. Towards the beach.
And the cops stop us, like, all of a sudden, right? We're, like, 6 cars back from where the cops stopped.
Stops the whole lane.
Stops the entire freeway, right?
Okay.
And people are freaking out. They're like, what the hell? They're trying to get off. Like, they're going off-roading to get off on the exit and that kind of thing because we were just past an exit. And then there's, like, helicopters circling and this kind of thing. And then everyone's getting out of their cars and, like, trying to see what's going on. And then next thing you know, there's, like, 1,000 people just walking on the freeway. It was crazy.
Yeah, I'm really not a big fan of the whole freeway thing.
No.
Yeah, because what if someone in there had, like, somebody dying in the backseat, you know?
And then well, that was the thing, because I saw a video about, I think it was, like, 5-6 years ago. So they protested on the 5 freeway
yeah.
in the morning.
Yeah. When
like,
everyone's going to work.
When everyone was going to work. And I thought, I'm surprised there wasn't one guy. With, I think one guy eventually pulled out a gun. He was like, get off the fucking freeway. Like,
yeah.
And
I
like,
go.
There was like a bunch of nurses. It was like, and most of the people in the, like, that got out of their cars and went to the front, they were all like nurses, lawyers, doctors.
Oh, yeah,
people that got places to be.
Police officers,
pissed.
Firefighters. That was like the people that came to the front of like the block 5.
Yeah,
they were
block.
Like,
they're like, yo, move.
Like, not the time, bro. Like,
yeah.
I have patients. I'm supposed to be, you know, in an ambulance right now.
Exactly.
And then, like, eventually, and, like, it took one
guy. That was the gay protest, right?
I think it was. I can't remember what it was. It was 5 years ago, I think.
It was something like that.
That was when things were getting pretty gay, so probably the gay protest.
Yeah.
And, like, exactly. Eventually, I think it was some guy that worked at Popeyes. Like, straight up. Some huge black dude that worked at Popeyes. This is, I'm, like, being dead serious right now.
Yeah.
He was like, dude, I gotta go feed my family. I'm supposed to be at work, like, an hour ago.
Yeah,
yeah. He's like.
And he said, fuck.
And he's pissed, right?
Yeah.
Like, and eventually, like, they had to hold him back. And this dude was huge, like 6'8". Right?
He was going to do some damage.
Yeah, he was about to start hitting these people for not moving. Like, and they're like hand to hand. Eventually, the police get there and cuff them all, but that takes 30 minutes to cuff and register everyone. But
yeah, exactly.
But you can see why it's, I think it's stupid, you know, to close a freeway. Because it's like, what if someone has, like, what if one of them, some person has, you know, is going to give birth to a kid, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, you want me to just give birth in the backseat of my car or something
That was why it's idiotic. Maybe. I think it was better that it's later in the afternoon, especially on a weekend, because people are going back somewhere. But you cannot block the I-5 north at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
On a Monday. Like, people are angry. Like,
yeah.
It takes one person, too, to get in a big truck and just run everybody over. And that's going to happen one day. That's going to, literally, like, that's probably going to happen one day. You're going to have some guy, like a guy that drove the tank down the I-15.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah,
one guy like that. Who's in a big old daddy truck and just runs over a bunch of people because he just ticked.
Whatever happened
with that guy? Got shot in the fucking head.
Yeah, but what happened with that? Like, he just took the tank and...
Yeah, he stole the tank.
Stole the tank.
From where?
Miramar.
Off to the right, there is a... what is it? It's the National Guard.
Yeah,
the
National Guard
armory. Has the National Guard on the right. It's a newer building on the right side.
It's their armory.
It's their armory. And he is... I don't know how he got in already. He got in there.
There's footage. He literally just hopped the fence and got in. Just took off.
So you got the steering wheel, you got the gas pedal, or
I guess it's pretty simple.
No,
he was a Marine, but I don't know. Not everybody grabbed a tank. He just took off down the freeway. Went for a while, and they were like, "Stop! You know, get out. We won't harm you." He opens the thing, sticks it up, instantly shot that.
Sick.
It was right down. He got all the way to right before the stadium.
Yeah.
So you know how you come down that hill. And there's the houses up there.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's right there, and they popped him right
there. Oh, is that where it was on Stadium Road?
That's where he got to, yeah.
But you know what's making me angry about all this kind of stuff, though? That all these protests is like, yeah, like the burning stuff down.
That they looted Flight Club?
They did loot Flight Club.
Why is my beef of the week?
That is my beef
of the week. Okay.
That's mine. Flight Club's my thing, man.
That's mine. Okay, Jude, can you name 3 sneakers that Flight Club sells?
No.
Nikes?
No, specific types.
The Jordan 1 Retro UNCs, bro.
How much is the Jordan 1 NC Retro?
They're like, I think like $250.
I think they're like $1,000.
No way.
That's not the shoes that they were, I mean, they were still in those, but they went in there for like the Concord 11s and like the Yeezy 350.
Yeah.
What's the new Yeezy shoe that just came out?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know Yeezy just came out.
Like a few months ago, but.
Oh, yeah.
It only comes out of shoes.
Why Flight Club though, man?
Dude, I know. What did Flight Club do to you guys?
Provided really good.
But that's the kind of stuff that I'm at, though. You're looting Flight Club, right?
Yeah, that's selfish.
That's not for George.
That's Floyd. That's not George. George Floyd would tell you, "Hey, go spend some fake money at Fight Club." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wouldn't want that. No, he wants that. You're just doing it because you're like, "Oh, everyone else is out here. We're gonna get a distraction.
They're all breaking shit. Let's go use this time that they're trying to promote peace."
Where was
the world
that?
And
where was the Flight Club at?
L.A.
It was the LA one?
Yeah.
Flight Club Smart, what you do is you just take, you move out of the, you move the store.
Move out of LA.
You go,
probably will.
And now you go to downtown, you put it up in like an apartment complex or something like that. You know what I mean?
Like the homie in Uncut Gems, up the thing with the 2 doors.
Yeah. You do it like that though. And then guess what? Now you'll never get to go back.
Speaking of the Uncut Gem, which missed him, but she was here.
Oh, the Uncut Gem. Jeremy Nava.
Mr. Jerome.
Yeah.
Doing well out there. He was at the protest.
He was at the protest, yeah.
No, he was drinking. He was drinking a beer in a restaurant.
Next
to the protest.
That makes sense. When does he come back?
Hopefully never.
End of summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was your beef of the week. They tore down Flight Club.
Yeah, dude. They destroyed that place.
Get rid of Flight Club.
No more sneaker reviews. What's that?
Dude, I can't watch YG spend like
10
grand in Flight Club.
YG? No, you gotta watch the...
like Trippie Redd.
No, it wasn't Trippie Redd.
The
Future.
Quibble. Oh, yeah, the Future one.
Future, it was the whole thing was just a flex. He was just trying to say how much money a week he spends at Flight Club. He's like...
He spent like 90 grand.
Yeah, he's like, I spend 10 grand a week at Flight Club. I was like, bro, what?
Well, Future doesn't wear the same clothes twice.
Never.
He donates them afterwards.
Yeah.
I think most guys do because, dude, they buy so much clothes. Yeah. Like, I think they all have, like, a professional, like...
Stylist, yeah. They have people
like stylist. They go, like, here's a credit card.
And it's usually, like, a white kid from Atlanta that really likes sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hire him, and he goes and buys them all the expensive.
Who's the... You guys know the one guy on YouTube and stuff who... Who customizes Air Force Ones and sells them?
Yeah.
He sells them for like $300 a pop,
mm-hmm.
and sells them to like all these rappers and everything like that. And like it's crazy business.
Mm-hmm. It probably takes him like 4 or 5 hours to shoot.
Yeah. And he gets loads of Air Force Ones in like 30s
in bulk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
You get like 4 or 5 of each size, and be like, all right, well, all right, who wants what?
Some, man.
Did a casual $5,000 Air Force One show up to your house?
Exactly.
It's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Pretty easy, yeah.
But I don't have a beef of the week, really, this week.
Really?
Well, I can't think of one. Unless you guys can think of a beef of the week. I can't think of a beef of the week. Jess, you got a beef of the week?
I have beef of Fight Club, but then you took it
Jude, you needed a new beef of the week, then that was messed up. You took us to beef of the week.
Absolutely disrespectful. I haven't tweeted about it.
Why'd they burn down Chase?
Fuck Chase.
Why they didn't they burn down like a Wells Fargo too?
Something like that.
Why Vons? Vons is like a good grocery.
Well, yeah, well, no, they took out Vons, didn't they?
They burned down Vons because Vons didn't let the protesters who got tear gas go into their store.
I got beef with that too. Actually, more so with we'll go back to the
Minneapolis. I definitely have no beef. I have a beef that they got mad at Vons for not letting.
I'm gonna go back to the Minneapolis Target. All right,
that's the same thing that happened in the.
So listen, Target. The Minneapolis Target people said. F the Minneapolis Target, they provide fun. They support the Minneapolis Police Department. Let's go fuck them up, right?
Before, of course, what happened, right?
No. They said that like during and after people were already in this Target looting it, right? And they're like, they support the thing. Let's go take them up.
No, I'm saying they said they supported it for like years.
I'll get there. And so they go in this Target, ruin the whole thing, burn to the ground, right? It comes out that their support for the Minneapolis Police Department was that they gave them $100,000 in security cameras in 2003. That was the Target's support of the police department. Security cameras that were probably phased out by 2006. And when you think about $100,000 as a person, sure, that's a little. As an entire police department, that's chump change. You know what I mean? Like
$100,000, you can barely buy two police cruisers.
Yeah. And there was a video of like the manager of this Target, and he was like, so why did you refuse to give milk to the protesters? And he was like, my cashiers were running out of the store, bro. They were scared. Like, I couldn't sell it because there was nobody to carry out the transaction. You know what I mean? Like, they weren't refusing. They were just simply afraid of whatever was happening. And like, put yourself in that Target shoes. Like, you see all this yelling and screaming outside. Like, if you're making $12 an hour at Target, you're not going to be like, yeah, dude.
Like, yeah, let me stick here.
Nah, you're gonna dip. Screw that.
Yeah, I'm out.
Like, the looting, it's a casualty of war, you know? It's gonna happen when there's riots. Yeah. I can't be like, F the looters, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. It's expected. But, like, don't get mad at the people in the store and say that's your reason for looting. Like, don't justify your looting. You're looting because you want that shit and you don't have that shit.
Just do it
with the chefs, you know what I mean? If you're gonna loot, then be like, yeah, I'm looting because... Fuck whatever your cause is, fuck the police, and I want to loot this stuff. Like, do that. Don't be like, yeah, well, they support the... No,
don't beat around the bush.
Exactly, don't beat around
the bush. Don't try to act like you're doing something different than you actually are. We all know what you're doing.
And it's all right. Like I said, it's going to happen when there's wrecks. It's fine, mm-hmm. whatever. You're going to loot, and they got insurance.
I don't mind with looting.
They're going to pay for it.
But burning down is just idiotic.
Yeah, there's no point in that.
Like, that guy from Atlanta, he's like... Guys, if you burn down everything, you have nothing left.
Yeah. And like what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, when they all had all their riots, there's no more Walmart in Ferguson. There's no more Target in Ferguson.
They get rid of them.
There's no more AutoZone. There's mm-hmm. no more Dick's Sporting Goods because the companies were like, nah, they burned our shit down. We're not going back.
Yeah, exactly.
Now they got Ed's Groceries and
yep.
Jane's Sporting. You know what I mean? They have mom and pop stores that really can't help that thing function and prosper, and Ferguson will forever be a small town now. They'll never have a chance for growth because they burned down everything.
That was what happened with the LA riots. Same thing, bro. It was like the guy who was like selling the chicken we were talking about last week.
Yeah, he had whatever. Like 20 chicken
stores. Chicken stores, right? Ruined. Bunch of, I mean, he got ruined. I mean, but he had insurance, so then, you know, he came back. But the Kohl's that was right next to it, he said, they're not coming back.
Not
you
guys a chance.
And of course, they didn't come back.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Like, why would you come back if your store got destroyed? You're a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yeah.
And your store got burned down?
Yeah. Like, I mean, your store getting burned down once, you're like, yeah, I can cover that. But if they keep ruining it,
you know? Well, if you know it's in an area where this kind of stuff
is going to happen.
Well, yeah, LA loves to freaking protest and riot, so.
Yeah. And then, like, this is my beef. I know what my beef of the week is now.
What's your beef for?
This one is one of, like, you know, like, you see all these videos and people are posting stuff on the Instagram, the Snapchat about, like, all these, you know.
No, my beef of the week is the post.
Nah, on, you already stole
five. Hold on. The beef of the week where they, like, a bunch of girls posted on their story, like, justice for George Floyd.
And, the next
and Floyd
the
was.
Floyd was spelled wrong.
Was
George Fleon. Yeah, who's George Fleon, bro?
Yeah. I was like, what?
Come on. His name was George. Right? Look at his name right, man.
Yeah. My beef of the week. This is legitimate beef of the week. So I will be posting about, like, these videos comparing, like, white people and minorities and stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So I saw this video, and it was kind of blowing up, right? And I thought, this is the most idiotic video I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
It was saying how, it was, like, arguing how white people say rioting and looting isn't okay.
Yeah.
But they're also the ones that celebrate sports games.
Yeah.
Like, the, like.
Yeah, they riot and loot and flip over cars and shit on fire. Yeah.
But the thing is we are happy when we're doing it. That's the thing. Y'all are angry. We're angry right now as a country. When the Cubs win the World Series, or no, like, as I said, this literally the day, the night that Philadelphia won the Super Bowl.
Oh,
my dad looked at me and said, go get your pitchforks because they're going downtown tonight. About an hour and a half later. This is on the scene in Philadelphia right now.
Yeah.
The streets on fire.
Yeah.
And
people were climbing.
And they were like, yeah, this is lit.
I mean, and they were just like, they were bringing down telephone poles.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, the mayor didn't come out. He probably just tweeted that night, have fun, be safe.
LOL. Hey. LOL, we'll fix it tomorrow.
Yeah, he's like, you know what I mean? But they weren't looting.
Continue celebrating.
But I mean, there was probably a few things they looted, right? Like, but I mean, there might have been a car or two that burned. They didn't burn down buildings, right?
Yeah.
But it was like, everyone's kind of like, fuck it.
You know? Yeah,
but
we just won the Super Bowl.
But it was like, but that's the thing. It's like, you guys act like we were, like, quote unquote, rioting and looting after we win the World Series.
Yeah.
No, we're happy,
bro.
We're just drunk and having a
it's
good
like when,
time.
It's like when you're having a party at your house and someone breaks a table. You're like, ah, that table was nice. But
yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's
exactly it. That's exactly it.
That was
spot on. When you're at someone's house and someone breaks something, but everyone's like, oh, that was sick.
You probably don't know him, but if you're chilling in your house and some guy comes in and breaks your table, you're going to say, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but you're mad, though.
Yeah, you're angry.
If you're watching TV, legs kicked up on the couch.
Some dude comes in with a mask and bashes your TV with the baseball bat. You're like, fuck that guy.
You're like, what the hell?
Yeah, but like, if we win the World Series, there's some guy picks up your TV and throws it down.
You're like, yeah!
Let's go!
So that was like, I was like, this is apples
classic.
And oranges, okay? If it was rioting and looting because the team lost a Super Bowl World Series.
That's weird.
That's weird, but nobody does that. Nobody does
because
that.
They're too sad. They're
because
like,
they're too sad.
Go
they're
going
to sleep. I'm going to cry. Like, I want to get out of this bar. I've been here for 8 hours.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know if I can even get it up at this point. You know what I mean?
The girl won't talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Yeah. And so it's like, I just saw that. I was like, I almost wanted to respond to all these people that kept on posting it. I was like, guys, obviously you're not a sports fan.
Exactly.
If you were a sports
fan. The joy of seeing your team win, dude, yeah, you fuck it. Let's
go. Yeah, 100%. I tell you, whenever the Padres decide to win a World Series, you best believe where I'm
going
to be.
I'm going downtown.
Going downtown, boy. Yo, we're going out there. You know, we might riot.
I don't steal.
The only place I'm looting is the damn bar for some more beers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
but the bar, they'll be giving out free beer. That's the thing. They'll be Stone Cold Steve Austin with the fire hose full of beer. But I was like, that was my beef of the week. I hope you guys understood. You know
quick beef. Anybody who's out there posting your ass for OnlyFans right now, that's my beef. Fuck. Not important right now, man.
Funny story, actually. I had a buddy that we all, I'm not going to name names, but he lives in Wyoming or Utah?
Wyoming.
Wyoming. He's a plumber.
good way to reference the buddy there.
Right. Well, people, you know, like the one guy that listens to our podcast in Iraq,
if
like
you know,
won't
know
him.
Yeah.
Right? There is, guys, we are a multicultural and multinational organization, okay? Just to make sure. Just to make sure. Prestige, we have people in Iran, worldwide. Pakistan, Vietnam. We got all the Nams, okay? And
cool.
He signed up for an OnlyFans, right?
Perfect.
He paid $50 for a subscription to this girl's account.
Oh.
They were just selfies.
Wow.
Like,
that's unfortunate.
Was he led to believe there was
yes. He paid $50 for a one-time subscription. Yikes. And they were just selfies.
That's a tough one.
Because, like, of course, the profile picture was a little scandalous, yeah. Right? But then it gets into the account, and you're like, do you see that? I smell urine. Do you guys? Which is my butthole.
That's a little concerning.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I was in the car on the way here. I just picked up some Popeyes, right? Cool. And I spent 20 minutes in line in Popeyes. Yeah. They gave me a water cup, right? Yeah. One of them spent season to the last 30 minutes, right? Perfect.
Yeah.
And, the lady gives me the water cup. She kind of shakes a little bit, and then I get it, and I'm, like, hands a little shaking, trying to balance it out.
Everybody's a little shaky.
Yeah, and it a little bit spills under my groin, and it got a little damp down there, and it was not fancy schmancy. I was not enjoying myself.
It's not a good look there.
Oh.
Not a good look at all.
So, another segment that we've done last week we did, so we're going to bring it back this week. I watched Dallas Buyers Club.
AIDS.
Matthew McConaughey film. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's won a bunch of awards. Well, it did. I don't know what it won, but it won.
It won something.
It won something good, all right? Yeah, yeah. I think he won.
I don't pay attention to the award shows.
Can't remember. There's so many. Yeah. And
they're out there eating babies anyway.
Exactly. Oscars, nominees.
But yeah. Matthew McConaughey, I really want to start watching all of his movies. Like, I've never seen... What's the movie where he says, all right, all right, all right? Is that the surfer one?
I think that's Failure to Launch.
No, that is... What the hell?
It's like no, he's like a surfer, like stoner dude, right?
No,
it's not Fast Times. It's the other one. Days and Confused.
Oh yeah, it might be. Yeah.
He says it in Failure to Launch too, but it's like
he
a callback.
But he sees he does he said it a lot.
He says it. He said it in a few movies, just like as a callback.
But it's like yeah, it's just like because it's like it's such a legendary.
Yeah.
Like when you think of
all right. Because
people forget Matthew McConaughey when he's an actor on set, he's also.
He's still Matthew.
He's like a producer and a writer, and like he does what he wants.
Oh, yeah,
and you're not gonna tell him no because the dude's fun. Like I was looking up a list of top 10 films and top 10 worst. So I didn't watch the bad ones pretty much, and I was just scrolling down. Dallas Buyers Club was one. Well, guess what was two? Wolf of Wall Street. He was in Wolf of Wall Street for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was his number two best movie. So I was like, that just shows you like the dude that 8 minutes he was in the movie
were a great 8 minutes.
The iconic.
exactly.
Yeah. He's like, and it's at the time, like the best part was like he puts up two fingers, but it's his farthest two. He's like, how many times do you know rubbing a tugs every day? He's like, in this league, those are rookie numbers. Yeah. Me, 3 to 4 times a day. You know, that's a legendary line right there.
Absolutely.
He's like, he's got to use this too. What's he say? Is like. Keep you
keeps you focused between the eyes. Or whatever,
he's like
between the ears.
Focused between the eyes.
Yeah, it was good. And then like but anyways, got a little distracted there. But Dallas Buyers Club. I think the movie had nothing to do with AIDS.
No.
I think it simply was just an attack at the FDA.
Yeah.
Which
probably
I've always had beef with the FDA.
Everybody got beef with the FDA. Yeah.
Because I think it's like they expose in the movie, pretty much what they go at is like the fact that the FDA gets a side. What drugs are legal?
Yeah.
In the sense of like what can be prescribed in the United States, which at the end of the movie they do like a scene within the courtroom where one of his drugs got like banned, or just they just shut him down because it wasn't over the counter, and it wasn't approved. So, but it was the drug that they said was fixing. I don't know what drug fixes AIDS. He's like it has something with your T cell count or something like that. And I don't know what drug that Magic Johnson takes increases T cell.
I don't know, but it's kept him alive this long.
Yeah, but like whatever they figured out now, they know like you can become.
You can live with AIDS these days, definitely.
Yeah, and like you can, I mean, Magic Johnson tests negative
for
HIV, so like doesn't pop up.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because his T cell count has gone all the way up again, so he doesn't even test positive for it.
And he has a trans.
I don't even know. I don't even. That's not gonna start on that. My dad told me that about 6 years ago when he had a TV show. Remember that? He was like a fashion designer, right? My dad was like, "Hey, you grow up like him,
I don't talk to you. Because there's weird people in this world. Magic Johnson's kid.
One of those.
But, like...
Really weird,
can
though.
You blame him?
No.
Well, if it was good to be... Because Magic Johnson is such, like, a nice, weird dude in that sense. Like,
I nice, just weird, and worth $1 billion, you're going to be pretty fucking weird to get a
yeah. Class. Like, I was like, once I got older and realized, I was like, you know what? I'm really not shocked by that.
No, not at all.
Because he's just such a nice, like, what did I say? Like, his smile is worth $1 million,
like,
right?
Like, a little bit, like, serial killer-ish.
Yeah, it's like the Isaiah... Yeah, it's like the Isaiah Thomas, like, you're so happy. Like, exactly. And then, like... I think he's a little weak in the
really,
you know,
like some
he's a little weak downward, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's or very, very strong. You know what I mean? There's two schools of thought.
Well, yeah. But anyways, it's Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah. New segment, guys. You're just gonna rip ass and everything's gonna die. Give me sick.
You can taste that, it.
I can taste dude that increased the humidity in the room.
Probably right.
Oh, I'm gonna get a sunburn now.
I'm gonna get a sunburn, bro.
I'm gonna stand over here.
Yeah, and so pretty much it goes into the fact that he's diagnosed for doing way too much coke, and he is diagnosed, and he's like a total like hypocrite to it at first. He's like, oh, only faggots get it. He says like all during the movie, he's like him and the buddy are just like only faggots get it.
Yeah,
right?
Isn't he a gay guy in the movie?
No,
he's straight as can be.
Oh.
He's a tech. He's a rodeo
boy.
Yeah.
He's little cowboy.
Well, so he doesn't...
Oh, but he's homies with Jared Leto, who's the gay guy. Right?
I don't know the name of it. I couldn't tell because the...
Long hair.
Whoever,
the bed.
Whoever it was that wore so much makeup. And there was also, like, all the HIV people in the movie were also... Like, McConaughey, I think, lost, like, 100 pounds
for
that
dude,
role.
It was bad. He was skinny for that movie.
Skinny. And he did the same thing again with for White Boy Rick. He got super skinny. I mean, which I don't know how you do that.
It's they all have trainers and...
Well, they don't eat.
Diets.
I mean, they probably eat, like, 400 calories a day.
I know for The Machinist, the Christian Bale movie, where, like, everybody has pictures of him being all skinny. He ate an apple and drank coffee, and that was it for, like, 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but, like, if I'm going to do that for a role, the money better be damn good.
Oh, it always is.
Oh, yeah.
It always
well,
is.
I mean, some movies are not so good, but in a movie, if I'm going to, like,
first... Well, look at that movie, though. Like, that movie goes one of his best movies.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? And Matthew McConaughey is not a small actor.
No, he's a big fucking guy. I mean, he's 6'2", probably 200.
No, I'm not talking about his size, dummy. I'm talking about his popularity.
Oh, yeah, he's...
He's like not the S level, but the A level. You know, it's like Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise,
Leonardo,
Leo DiCaprio, Mark Wahlberg, and then it's like Matthew McConaughey, Matt Damon. Like he's like
exactly.
Next level. You know?
Next level, but like way cooler.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
McConaughey and with the last guy you just said, Wahlberger.
Wahlberg.
Like,
Wahlberger's the restaurant.
Well, I know, but that's why. That's just it's cooler.
Yeah.
I wish we had. Do we have a Wahlbergers in San Diego?
No.
I think we do. No, we do.
We do.
Down in by Qualcomm.
I have no idea.
Did they burn it down?
You're sick. But the movie's just interesting because he goes to Mexico and he just like goes into the factory. Like, you know, people like, they'd be like, oh yeah, I go get laser in Mexico because it's cheaper. Like, it's kind of the same thing there. He has access to any drugs that they have down there and he brings them up here and sells them. But I don't know. They didn't really go in depth, but I'm assuming in Texas during the 80s, you could... sell any type of drug legally, like pharmaceutical, but it didn't have to be FDA approved. You could sell, you know, you can't sell like weed, wasn't okay, but you could sell like what were considered over the counter drugs, but they weren't
FDA approved.
FDA, which is, I don't know how, it's Texas, so you don't know how the law is a little hunky dory, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they just tend to shoot a lot of retarded people, and
I think they talked about that.
Probably,
I think they did talk about
that. Texas loves to do that.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's something else. But it was just interesting, though, because you saw how the FDA clearly knew something was killing these people, but they had to finish the testing for it. I think it was called, like, AZT. And they knew this drug was killing people with the high dosage they were giving.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much, and it's just, like, it's just all about, like, the whole hypocrisy of, you know, a guy with a degree is smarter than someone who just... reads the book, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, you have a degenerate, like, Matthew McConaughey, who's a total degenerate in the beginning of the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably still is at the end, but not as bad. And he pretty much goes in saying how this is all BS, how he got it.
Mm-hmm.
But then he started reading up on it, and then he was pretty much an educated pharmacist by the end, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's just selling stupid amounts of pills.
Absolutely.
But he knows exactly what they all do.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He's read up on multiple research papers. Like, he'd show up to the hospital and just yell at the doctor. He's like, are you reading this stuff from like other countries that are less strict about the FDA mm-hmm. was like talking about it takes 8 to 10 years for a drug to go through.
Yeah.
Which is like ridiculous.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the movie, just the most important part was for me was they're in the courtroom and the drug that he was using was like some type of protein for Alzheimer's, I think, and dementia. That it was like some protein that goes helps protein cells in the brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like had the help of this HIV too. And they got rid of it. They said, you can't sell it anymore. And the judge is pretty much like, based on the law, I cannot grant you, like, I can't go out. It's not my power to say this is like, you can do this because mm-hmm. the law clearly states you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm not going to lose my, you know, I'm not going to lose my job over this.
Yeah.
But he's like, I 100% agree with you that if you're going to die, you should be able to take whatever the hell you want to take,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was a really good point.
Yeah.
I was like, because stuff like this, what if you're, because in the movie, they're, it's all about trials, right? And he signs up for the trials, but you don't know what pill you're getting during the trial. So you could be getting the good
placebo,
pill.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like there's like, yeah, whatever, with the placebo, and then there's AZT. There's like three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew which one was going to work. Mm-hmm. So he would pay the guy who would throw out the pills to get him the drug. So he would take the right ones, and he was getting better. And then the other patients were getting worse, and they were but he was technically taking the AZT, but really he was under the table taking the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Well, you should have been dead already." Which is like, which is total BS. It's like if the guy doesn't want to die, why are you signing up for tests, but you don't get to tell him what he gets to take, how he gets to take it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just made you think. It was just hypocritical, I guess. In a sense, is we have this government structure that at the end of the day feels like they can tell us how to take our last breath.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of crazy, you know, and like even arguing in the movie about how it's like, if it was up to you, doctor, you'll drip me with morphine for 3 more days and I'll die.
Yeah,
which is pretty accurate. That's kind of what they do. Don't they still do that now? Like they just give you morphine. Like, what is it now? You can just take CBD and smoke weed in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, that's what I think they do now. It's like,
what they did to my aunt. My aunt had a stroke, and they were like, "Well, it's gonna be like too difficult and cost too much to save her," so they just put her on a morphine drip and let her go. Pretty gnarly.
Yeah. Strokes are crazy, though.
Strokes are wild.
Because you can have a stroke and be perfectly normal.
Yep.
Or you can have a stroke
and die.
And die.
Like that.
Or you can have a stroke
and half your face.
And half your body. Or you lose half your memory or stuff like that.
Yep.
What is that? The next, what's it called? You have aneurysm?
Aneurysm,
you drop dead, though, right?
And no. Aneurysms are, I mean, they're pretty much the same thing. But aneurysms are usually the one that affects, like, that half of your body that's usually...
They're more serious? Oh.
Yeah, it's just a different... It's
was
a
it
different
a blood vessel pops,
so an
right?
aneurysm is, a blood vessel that... I mean, it's a clog in your blood vessel that pops. And then a stroke is just a stoppage of the blood flow to that area of your brain. To my understanding.
So you have no oxygen in your...
Basically.
So I think that's what happened to the Ball brothers, their mom, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She had one, and I think
mm-hmm.
she was home alone or something like that, and they showed up like an hour later, and she hadn't had blood or oxygen to that part of her brain for
everything's normal about her. She just can't speak.
Really?
Well, she's better now. She's a lot better, but she's still in the chair and stuff like that. And
well, mostly, she can do pretty much everything she used to be able to. She just can't talk.
She can't talk.
Because that's a part of her brain that can be oxygen.
That's crazy.
But it was something like every 7 minutes, you lose like 50% of, like, it degrades really fast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It was wild. So I was like, damn. So if you're with someone who has a stroke and you're 5 minutes from a hospital and you get in there right away, like, it's like people.
They can reverse it quickly, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, that happened to my grandpa. He had like 5 strokes
mm-hmm.
before he died.
Yeah.
But he was never really. He'd have a stroke. He was at the hospital.
Yeah.
Like, for 3 of them, I think. And he would have one and he'd be fine. 2-3 months later.
Absolutely, all I gotta do is get
right. And then like 2 of them, he had his house, and right away they had an ambulance. He was at the hospital in 15 minutes, so there was really no effect on him other than the fact he was going.
Nope.
So
yep.
It's just interesting how a stroke can.
This is a little tangent, but can we keep running with it real quick? I have another story about strokes.
Please do.
So my uncle also had. They kind of run my family. We have small veins. Can't feel my fingers all the time. You know. Anyways, my uncle had a stroke, and he is. He hasn't always been the best guy. He was a drinker. He did some drugs. You know, didn't live the most clean life. And he had a stroke. And he was, I want to see, he was on the floor. He lived with my grandmother before she passed. He was on the floor of their house by himself for like 6 hours.
Oh, so he's probably brain dead by that point.
So listen, he was able to use his full left side of his body. He actually made a phone call to my aunt, who is still alive, not the dead one, and was talking about, like, wasn't making any sense, but said something about how my grandma had, like, purchased a human arm, and he was looking at his own arm, but he couldn't move it, so he didn't think it was his.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gnarly. And talking to him afterwards, he said that he would be totally and completely out of it, and then he would have, like, brief moments of clarity and know what was going on, and then slowly fade back in. And what that was there was a stoppage in his vessel in his brain, and every once in a while it would move a little bit and let some blood flow.
Wow.
And his brain would work, and then it would stop again.
So he pretty much, like, was slipping in and out of consciousness, but he wasn't
exactly unconscious. But wasn't going unconscious. He was just losing power.
Half of his brain wasn't working. It's
crazy.
Is he alive now?
Yeah.
Is he fine right now, or what's he like?
Still can't use his right arm, but...
He can walk.
He can walk, talk, eat.
That's crazy. How long ago was that?
4 or 5 years ago.
So yeah, it's a long recovery, yeah, for sure. But how do you get that, though? Like, how do you get...
It can happen to anybody.
An aneurysm can happen any time. Like, you can... I mean, that's why I tell people, like, they're afraid to die. I'm like, dude, you can drop dead from anything right now. It just happens, right?
Yeah, that's...
Once you get over that, like, what's the thing where it's like people are... Like, it's like, you know, arachnophobia.
Yeah.
What's the phobia of dying? Yeah. Or something like that. I'm like, dude, how do you have that? Like...
Can't be afraid of dying.
You can't be afraid of dying because it can happen to you any time. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Gotta take it.
Which is wild. He doesn't want anyone to happen, but he's got to be able to... You get over it. I think you get over it real, real fast.
Especially when something like that happens, you go, hey, might as well go live, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You know, YOLO. Even though I hate that hashtag. And, I swear, did I have something else I put down here?
It just says George Floyd in the paper.
I wrote, today's was Beef of the Week, Walsh Reviews, Dallas Buyers Club, George Floyd, rioting and looting, and that was it. But I think we got 50 minutes of content. That was pretty good. We
covered those topics, yeah.
Wait, did you just fart again?
No.
I swear, I'm about to shove a cap up in your ass.
It's just one?
It's a little cork.
A little corker. Imagine if you did someone to that. What would happen?
Probably would fall out.
Well, I think we're going to end the podcast then, guys. We'll see you again soon. Hopefully next week is a little bit better, all right? All right, these are the kids. Sign out. Peace.
Stay safe.